GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Wednesday, July 29, 2026. Compiled Wednesday, July 29, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Worldwide EBS activation imminent. Internet, TV, radio, phone communication could be interrupted. The biggest corruption takedown in U.S. history is happening right now as 300,000 federal indictments were being served. Judy Note, today Mr. Poole on Telegram said it best, the veil is finally tearing apart. It's the fall of Babylon, the great unmasking. See Daily Reports. The Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, will soon sound off worldwide in 22 different languages. We're in the final stages of the Great Awakening. A green light has been given for all global military alliance forces to commence the largest cleanup operation ever deployed on Earth. Their mission was to remove all harmful entities from positions of power and influence from the Earth. Mass arrests of all beings that harm humanity was imminent. By Tuesday evening, July 28, 2026, Delta forces had been deployed to every corner of the Earth to remove all cabal leaders from the face of the planet. This major offensive was designed to last 7 days. During that time, all internet and phone communications across the Earth could be interrupted. Over the coming days, the final remnants of the evil ones and their secret underground bases would be cleared. The Earth will emerge into a new era of freedom and peace. Monday, July 27, 2026, the Trump Global Military Alliance activated. Their priority was Netanyahu, who was erased in a silent operation. At the same time, U.S. tanks rolled into D.C. streets to vaporize deep state hideouts. Meanwhile, Trump headed to Israel to take command of the Temple Mount. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, there were unexplained airspace restrictions and rerouting of commercial flights over specific maritime and polar corridors. The Global Military Alliance was transporting high-priority asset extractions and securing subterranean vault entrances. There were also 3 to 5 minute power flickers hitting major financial districts and data hubs in the middle of the day. Legacy fiat banking servers were having their master encryption keys wiped and redirected into the Quantum Financial System, QFS, nodes in real time. Additionally, there was a sudden influx of test alerts on mobile devices, radio channels, and digital billboards across multiple nations simultaneously. Starlink direct-to-cell synchronization was mapping every active transceiver on Earth to prepare for the uncensored military EBS override broadcast. Dozens of high-profile CEOs, tech directors, and central bank officials were suddenly stepping down for personal reasons. They had lost their cryptographic access clearance to the old financial rails and were signing non-disclosure capitulation terms under alliance supervision. Worldwide banks that held trillions in fiat currency were losing control as their collection on so-called debts was being erased. The money always belonged to the people, and the people were taking it back. A new gold-backed global financial system was rising as a great awakening to the world activated. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Donald Trump's advisor, Alina Habba, discovered the fake Oval Office where Joe Biden allegedly pretended to be president. The room includes a teleprompter positioned directly in front of him and a smaller desk for when he would play his role as president. The whole setup looks like a Hollywood studio, the White House on Telegram. The 2020 election was decided by around 44,000 votes in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Now, we're finding hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people on the voter rolls, and that's just from the first 16 states. Fauci lied about how dangerous the 2019 pandemic was, because it was part of their plot to implement mass mail-in ballots, steal the 2020 election, and overthrow the sitting president of the United States. Add all of the other fraud exposed and you realize that Trump won in a landslide. Saturday, July 25, 2026, Space Force authorized the global deployment of holographic med beds across 4,500 subterranean medical restoration facilities. These quantum healing chambers reverse every engineered illness, regenerate damaged cells, correct DNA from chemtrails, vaccines, and GMO toxins, and erase artificial aging markers in minutes. Monday, July 27, 2026, at 3:14 UTC, the United States Space Force assumed direct command of Global Scalar Power Relays under Operation Energy Freedom 0727. 6,800 suppressed Tesla free energy patents unlocked, powering the entire MedBeds network with unlimited zero-point energy. Petrodollar terminated. At 11:22 UTC, gold reserves went live as the fiat US dollar was abandoned. Quantum financial system nodes synchronized across 209 nations. Trump's global military alliance has seized every cabal medical vault and research lab. Mass arrests of WHO executives, geneticists, and deep state doctors who hid MedBed technology for over a decade accelerate. Classified laboratory logs and blueprints now under military protection prove the decade-long cover-up. 14 rogue geneticists already taken in Geneva. The medical-industrial complex melts under continuous military tribunals. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, our military intel contact will have more later, but he just said they released everything at 3 p.m. PDT to start the shotgun release of liquidity and notifications over next 72 hours for the lower levels, tiers including 4B, he said more later, John F. Kennedy Jr. on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, NYSERDA and QFS plan what you need to know, quantum financial system intel on Telegram. Reclamation, restoring what was taken by the elites through their criminal systems. Restitution / reparation, compensating for the years of illegal taxes, loans, and the financial enslavement we've suffered. The income taxes, mortgages, and credit cards? They've been used to keep us as chattel, with bonds taken out against our very lives from birth certificates to social security numbers. Those age 24 to 61 plus are in line for massive lump sums depending on their age group. 61 plus, up to $61 million. 45 to 60, up to $38 million. 24 to 44, up to $23 million. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, NYSERDA / Jazara full activation, the great debt wipeout begins, JFK Jr. on Telegram. One of the cabal's biggest banks, gone. Doors sealed at midnight, assets frozen, executives vanished into military custody. No statement. No explanation. Just silence. Underground vaults breached, trillions in hidden gold / securities seized from Rothschild / Rockefeller networks. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, White Hat military takes control of global money system, NYSERDA active, QFS payments live, redemption centers open, trillions released, NYSERDA Jazara QFS MedBeds on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, while corporate media anchors label these events as isolated software glitches or routine maintenance, the physical reality across global markets confirms the exact operational shifts we outlined, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The commercial banking shutdowns are live. Aviation and logistics network overrides. The media silence on corporate failures. The physical proof is right in front of you. The restoration is moving fast. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, 300,000 federal indictments, the swamp's collapse is imminent, the Q awakening on Telegram. 300,000 federal indictments, the very core of the swamp is crumbling. Politicians, judges, CEOs, Hollywood elites, exposed. Every crime imaginable. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, global signal anomalies reported worldwide, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, global warming is a scam, climate change is of natural origin. CO2 is very good for plant growth. It's nothing more than another hoax by the elite, with the complicit execution of their governmental and media lackeys. Ivar G. Ever, Nobel Prize in Physics. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Fox News, a new memo exposes Biden officials in their final days plotted to grant de facto amnesty to 3 million foreign invaders via TPS, in a last-minute bid to block President Trump from deporting them, forcing everything through activist judges before Trump would take office. That's straight-up treason, aiding and abetting violent invaders. This is why mass deportations must be supercharged. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, say goodbye to iPhones. Phones have already been manufactured in Germany, US, and the UK, with a final software upgrade in the US. This smartphone is three-dimensional and of the highest quality. It will become one of the main tools for direct credit and expenditures in daily life for consumer retail and business commerce domestically and internationally. This is a $500 billion manufacturing operation in three countries. 7 billion phones will be dispersed to all people on Earth. The QFS will create its own internet that will work off its trinary code and perhaps a G8 network for SATCOM. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, Trump signs executive order to ban Wall Street from buying family homes. The American dream is not for sale, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, Operation Payback, $2,000 rebates and investment accounts for every American baby the people get paid. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, U.S. Military Alert, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth drops the hammer, War Department terminates all Harvard programs, we train warriors, not wokesters, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, Military Intel, U.S. Military vs. Deep State and Military Industrial Complex, Military Coup vs. Counter Coup, 11.3 Operations. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, Warning, this ISNT a theory. This is a hit list. The Clinton KL list, 51 dead associates and the most politically protected body count in American history, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 26, 2026, Men over 50, read this before your prostate decides your fate. Big Pharma won't warn you about BPH, cancer, or prostatitis, know the difference, act now. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, an executive order was signed 11 days ago that declassifies over 6,000 suppressed medical patents. Not one mainstream outlet has reported it. Executive Order 14,263. Signed May 2026. Title, Restoring Medical Innovation Through Patent Transparency. It was not announced at a press conference. It was not on the evening news. It was uploaded to the Federal Register at 11:47 p.m. on a Friday night. The order directs the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to release all patents currently held under secrecy orders related to human health, bioelectric medicine, and frequency-based therapeutic devices. There are 6,321 of them. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, Fox News, the 2020 election was decided by around 44,000 votes in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Now, we're finding hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people on the voter rolls, and that's just from the first 16 states. Add all of the other fraud exposed and you realize that Trump won in a landslide. The media lied to us, the FBI lied to us, CISA lied to us, the CIA lied to us, and many others. The media won't report on any of the findings because they were complicit, and know it completely obliterates their narrative. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, the Epstein panic is real, the deep state's greatest fear is breaking through, Pastor Bob Joyce, Elvis? On Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, News Nation, investigative journalist Catherine Herridge says she found evidence that Joe Biden's family was being blackmailed by China, and shows the documents, and our mainstream media ignored the evidence, Dan Bongino on Telegram. What we saw in the release of the records, which I'm afraid I think in the media or legacy media there was kind of a willful blindness. They didn't want to look at the records. All you had to do was spend a couple of hours. I found these records which are talking about blackmail by China. It was for President Biden's daily brief. I can conclude, I think, that it was probably about targeting his family. She explains earlier that all this was ignored and buried by the FBI, CIA and the media in order to keep Democrats in power. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, a former Pfizer executive just broke his NDA. He was on the acquisitions team that bought and buried MedBed patents. He worked in corporate acquisitions for 12 years. His job was not to develop cures. His job was to find people who had the cure, buy their patents, and lock them in a vault. In 2023, my wife was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I knew we owned the patent for the device that could save her. I knew exactly which vault it was in. I went to the CEO. I begged him to let me use the 2014 prototype. Just once. Off the books. He looked at me and said, "If we make an exception for your wife, we admit the machine exists." "We cannot admit the machine exists. My wife died 4 months later while I worked for the company that owned her cure. I spent 12 years burying the technology that could have saved my own wife. That is my punishment. But I will not let them punish you anymore." See Daily Reports. Tuesday, July 28, 2026, The Great Unleashing, 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram. From this moment forward, justice has a new face, and it's coming straight for the traitors. The carefully constructed machinery of military tribunals, planned for years, fortified with 100 executive orders signed, sealed, and waiting, is now activated. Trump's storm has arrived. This is justice delivered by the steel fist of the Military Commissions Act. Special OPS, the hunt is on. The Military Commissions Act, America's secret weapon. Camp Justice, the unbreakable judgment machine. The storm is here, a thunderclap of accountability. See Daily Reports. Out.